This is the Full Press Colts Podcast with your host, Jay Stevens.
What is up, Colts fans? Welcome back to another episode of the Full Press Colts Podcast. And as my buddy Corey Thompson stated there in the intro, I am your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. It is Monday, January 18th, the year 2021. And yes, the podcast has been away due to technical difficulties for quite a while, but the podcast is back and we will come at you once a week as we tackle what the Colts' needs are to move forward and to better themselves going into next season. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at jstevens07. You can send all of the emails to jstevens317@gmail.com. That is correct. Jay is back. Different microphone and able to properly put out good quality audio so you and I can have fun talking about Indianapolis Colts football. Lined up for today, one topic, and I have no idea how long we are going to go on this one topic, but the question we are going to ask and maybe or maybe not answer is, what should the Colts do with the quarterback position going into next season? Or short, who will be the Colts quarterback next year? Doesn't matter. If you want to go the long version or the short version, it does not matter. That's kind of where we are right now because, guys, I'm sitting here looking at Phillip Rivers. Let's backtrack. Going into this year, the Colts were looking at who should be the quarterback, and as soon as it began, there were rumors that Phillip Rivers and Frank Reich would be reunited. It seemed like it was a match made to happen. That these two gentlemen, Phillip Rivers late in his career and Frank Reich looking for a quarterback, that can take them further and do things that, well, you can't do with Jacoby Brissett. You look like, well, this was going to happen. And it happened. And I was critical of Rivers. Numbers were okay early on, actually better than advertised. Very efficient passer. I gotta say, very, very efficient passer. But with that in mind also comes Phillip Rivers, the quarterback, 17-year vet. Let's rewind that. Yes, very efficient passer. But with that also comes, as I said earlier, I'll state it again, 17-year vet. You think about something you have done for 17 years. Your year 1, year 5, year 10 are not what your year 12, year 15, or even year 17 are. And that's what we saw on Front Street week after week after week after week after week with Phillip Rivers being the quarterback. I had a hard time, you may have had a hard time, getting used to his unorthodox throwing style. It sure seems like when he throws the rock, his arm is going to pop out of the socket. And that's basically what I saw numerous times when Rivers threw the ball. The ball possibly or potentially popping out of his socket because it's just weird, man. It's just weird. I have seen some different types of throwing styles. The way that I have literally my hand, very elementary, the way that I have my hands on the football when I throw it, they're probably different than yours, probably different than Rivers, probably different than Mahomes, probably different than Manning, probably different than Brady. Everybody has their hands in a different spot. Some people like two fingers on the laces. Some like three, some like four, some like no fingers or anything touching the laces. And so the way you have your hands on the laces is very elementary when throwing something. But that's very key and instrumental to how the ball's going to come out of your hand and even the motion your arm's going to move when the ball coming out. Rivers throwing motion is different. It's unorthodox. It's odd. But Rivers for year 17 played better than I thought he would. Now, you did see the experience and how long he's been in the league. You did see, well, he can't make all the throws like he used to. He made some really good throws. He made a lot of good throws. He made some throws that I didn't think he could make, and when I thought he made some throws that had no velocity on them. Well, there were some, not a lot. But Phillip Rivers, the quarterback, to me, played okay. Not going to knock it. Not going to knock what he did, not going to knock what he does, not going to knock anything about Phillip Rivers, because I do think Phillip Rivers, the quarterback, played okay. Could he have played better? Yes. You always expect the gunslinger mentality that Rivers has. There will be times that he'll throw a bad pass or two or three or five, in a game, an interception. Most of his interceptions, when they come during an odd time during the game. They come during a time period where, what are you thinking? What are you doing? Do you use your brain and realize that there's a defender right there? It's double or triple coverage or the zone? They have him bracketed. So, well, bracketed, yes. And where the defense knows what's coming and they're reading it very well. And I'm Phillip Rivers. I'm going to throw it right. No, sorry. Interception, sometimes pick six, going the other way. 6 points, other team potentially 7 or 8, going for 1 or 2. Phillip Rivers, the quarterback. Very confusing at times, but I gotta say, he was better than advertised. Who are the other quarterbacks on the team this year? This will only be a 2-segment episode, probably about 20 minutes long. Number one, you have Phillip Rivers, the starter. Number two, you have Jacoby Brissett, who is a leader on the team. Don't believe he's a starter in the NFL. Maybe some team might give him a shot, but based off what we saw last year, I don't believe we'll see Brissett being a starter in the league week one because with everybody being healthy because he is the best quarterback option that team has. I don't believe that. Now, he may think he is a starter going back to his days at NC State or maybe something was promised to him when he was in New England, but buddy, you just ain't got it. You got a strong arm. You got a bigger body than most quarterbacks. But I don't see you being a starter in this league at any given time. You also have Jacob Eason, the rookie. The big arm. The guy that came, was at Georgia. Left Georgia. Went to University of Washington. And what we see is that some people believe that he is going to be, is not going to be the quarterback next year. I think Eason, what he did this year, even though there were a lot of times he did not dress, he was inactive, he was a third-string quarterback, I do think Eason, the time he spent with Rivers, the time even with Brissett, with Reich in the quarterback room, I do actually think it was a good thing for him. I am not opposed to a quarterback or anybody stepping out and not playing right away. I'm not opposed to that at all. Some people are. I am not. Why, you may ask? Because sometimes sitting out is the best thing for you. Eason's there. Brissett is there. Rivers is there. Who will be in the room next year? What should the Colts do next year? Ha! Stick around. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Welcome back to the Full Press Colts Podcast, part of the Full Press Coverage Podcast Network. Guys, Colts season's over, unfortunately, but one thing we have is speculation and conversation and a discussion about the quarterback position, the most important position on the roster. Phillip Rivers, 1 year, $25 million was the contract he signed before the season. If he decides to come back and play, should he come back and play is a question. Should the Colts retain or cut Jacoby Brissett? And should Eason be thrust into the number two spot or the number one spot? My suggestion with Rivers is take some time and think about what's best for you and your family. You have children. I believe they're 7. You can have all the jokes you want about him having 7 kids, but I'll just state, I believe he has 7 kids. I do also believe he moved to Westfield when he moved from San Diego to Indiana. And one of the things that his kids actually enjoyed for the first time was snow during the winter. I have friends that are in Florida. I actually talk to one person that lives in Florida just about every single day. And every time I tell them that there is snow in the forecast or there's snow coming down from the sky, they say, oh, I want to allow my kids to experience snow one day. And I always throw out at them, it's not all it's dished up to be, but I have noticed via these conversations that I have with this individual that if you don't experience snow on a regular basis at all, that the thought and the appeal that seeing snow has, it's there. I spent some time living in the state of Florida, and I loved it. I enjoyed it. People in Florida, sometimes, they took vacations up to the state of Massachusetts or state of Maine or even up to Nebraska or Colorado when it's cold or even up north to experience a winter when it's cold. To me, I don't get it. I'm not a big fan of cold weather or even the snow. But if it's something that I've never experienced, I'm learning, guys. I am learning to get used to and think about what to do with the snow, with how they will, I don't know what to do, how they or why they like the snow and why they are so drawn to experiencing snow and seeing snow at least once in their lifetime. To me, if I never saw snow again, would I be upset? No. Now, I may want to see it again, but if I never saw it again after this winter, nah, I wouldn't lose any sleep. Wouldn't care at all. I like the sunshine. I like blue skies. I like the ocean. I like the water. I like that nice part of the, like that part of the season. I like summer weather. Excuse me. I like summer weather all year long. Anything else, could go somewhere else. Rivers and his family, here for the first time, experiencing that winter. The kids enjoyed it. Kids thoroughly, I believe they enjoyed it. But will Rivers be here next year? He already has a coaching job, I believe a high school coaching job waiting for him. The athletic director basically said, hey, Rivers, whenever you're ready to step away from the National Football League, come on down, come here. We got a spot open for you. It's yours whenever you're done playing the football. Do I think Philip Rivers can still play football at a high level? Yes. Do I think Philip Rivers will be the quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts next year? I'm leaning more towards no. A lot for his personal reasons, not as many as Reich and them wanting him back. I do think Reich would welcome Rivers back for one more year and only one year. But I do think Rivers is at the point in his life, at the point in his career, where he's saying, guys, it's time to just hang it up. It's time to just fold it. It's time to just forget it. It's time to not keep going on and on and on with what the Colts have and keep playing. No, it's Colts football or no more, and I think Rivers is on the no more trajectory. I would cut Jacoby Brissett. I would not bring him back. Not at all. I think Brissett, his time in Indy is up. You can utilize that money somewhere else. I think it's time to get Jacob Eason more attention, more run, and get the ball moving more in his hands in practice so that if he needs to be a quarterback in the NFL very, very soon for the Colts, he can do that. Rivers is not as durable as he used to be. He is very durable, but not as durable as he used to be. There will be a time, if he plays next year, there will be a hit or two that he takes that might knock him out. He might have to miss some time playing in that game, or he might have to miss a game or two due to an injury that does not allow him to play in that game. I do think Eason deserves a shot. I do think Eason might actually be a decent quarterback in the NFL. No, I can't say I think he's going to be great. I cannot say I think he'll be an all-timer. He hasn't played one snap yet, and I'm not one that's going to jump to conclusions and say, oh, man, that guy, he's going somewhere. I am not that individual. I didn't jump on the Joe Burrow train. I didn't jump on the Tua Tagovailoa train. I didn't jump on the Jalen Hurts train. I don't jump on anybody's train. And quarterbacks coming out this year, Trevor Lawrence, as good as he was in college, I don't know what he'll be in the NFL. Justin Fields, I think he should stay in school. Trey Lance, I'm excited to see what he does in the NFL. There's other quarterbacks, Zach Wilson, Mac Jones. I think Mac Jones, he's going to be okay, pro. I mean, maybe. He's probably on the more Greg McElroy situation or trajectory than another quarterback that's in the NFL right now. I just don't think Mac Jones is going to be that dude to the NFL. He could prove me wrong. I just don't think it. I think Eason deserves a shot. I think Eason goes from the number three spot to the number two spot no matter what. That's my projection for what I think will happen. Rivers? Not sure. I'm not sure. I don't think Eason's a starter next year. I think Eason's number two. Brissett is gone. If Rivers is not there, I think Reich will come out, bring in another vet, bring him in for a 1 or 2 year deal, and go that route. I don't think Rivers is, I can't say yes or no with Rivers, but I think Brissett's time with Indianapolis is up. It's unfortunate for him, maybe for you. You may be a fan of him. You may have his jersey and wear it religiously when the Colts are playing with the football. But Philip Rivers, the ups, the downs. You want a quarterback, a starting quarterback that can at least make deep throws. Rivers can't do it. He can make some. But there's a reason why. Throughout portions of the year, the Colts brought in Brissett when there was a Hail Mary or certain throws that needed to be made. Rivers can't make all the throws anymore. Velocity going into next year, I believe it'll be a little bit down versus what it was in year 17. 17-year-old you is not 18-year-old you. Yeah, you may get better. You may get worse. But you're not the same person. Guys, I'm back. I am back here. Yes, it's been some time away. It's unfortunate that the technical difficulties did derail the podcast from being put out as frequent as you would like it, as I would like, but the podcast is back. You guys can always follow me on Twitter at jstevens07. You can also send all of your emails to jstevens317@gmail.com. Next week, next Monday, it's all about the running backs. Who will be there, who will not be there, how the season was, what to expect from them going into next year, if there will be any additions. Come back next week to hear all about that. For those of you that are Apple listeners, fill out the review section on Apple Podcasts. I will start listening, reading off 5-star reviews on Apple. You fill out a 5-star review, send me a direct message on Twitter, or send me a screenshot of the email, or maybe I see it before you get it to me. I will read that review here on the podcast. More airtime for you. Get some airtime for you here on the podcast. And then also, it will allow the podcast to grow and grow and grow and to move up the charts. You can always check out the Full Press Colts podcast on the Full Press Coverage app, which is free, or fullpresscoverage.com. or Apple, or Spotify, or wherever you get your fine podcast. Come back next Monday. We'll talk about the running backs. Will they all be here next year, or will they not all be here next season? That is to be determined, and will be the topic we talk about a week from today.